Saw this on some IKEA instructions. Do not sit in chair without being fully assembled.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Every day we receive instructions, grocery lists and honey-do lists. As children, we're told to slow down, hurry up, pick that up, wise up, smarten up. Instructions. Here are a few of the best flight instructions ever. Hi, I'm Captain Amanda Smith. Yes, I'm a female pilot, and as a benefit, if we get lost, I won't be afraid to stop and ask for directions. A captain offered these instructions. I've just been informed that my mother-in-law has passed security and will be boarding this flight. If you all sit down fast, we should be able to get out of here before she arrives. After a long flight, orders were given. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share some words with you that my father shared with me on my 18th birthday. Pack your bags and get out. Well, it sure beats the emergency advice posted on a Russian ship. Help savoring apparata in emergings behold many whistles. Associate the stringing apparata above the bosoms and meet behind. Instructions. Here's a classic from the package of a retractable knife in Japan. Caution. Blade extremely sharp. Keep out of children. On a package containing a doorbell, we can save the electrical expenses in a family by using no electricity. Yep, that'll work. On a certificate of warranty, to preserve your warranty on your car upholstery, you must pick up a canister of fluid and spray it on yourself. Here are cough syrup instructions. Hold 1 teaspoon in mouth for 5 minutes and expectorate for 5 to 7 days. Instructions. Some are clear, some not so clear. I have got to be the worst at assembling anything from instructions. I prefer to size it up than mess it up. This includes puzzles. I called my son and asked him to come over and help me with a jigsaw puzzle of a rooster. He arrived and said, Dad, it's not a jigsaw puzzle. I'll help you put all the cornflakes back in the box. Didn't happen. But we all mess up. We all need instructions for life. God's instructions are pretty clear. Someone said the word Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving Earth. Well, it's far more than that. But what rings loud and clear throughout is God's invitation to obey Him. This obedience is not for our misery, but for our flourishing. It helps us get life right, avoid sin's consequences, and spares us a lifetime of leaning our ladder against the wrong wall. This is not prosperity theology, you know. Follow God and you get the Learjet for your ministry, and perfect health, praise the Lord. God's rules are not easy, nor do they promise an easy life. But in reading the book of Deuteronomy, you get the sense that God longs to bless His children. All He asks is that we follow Him, that we obey. It continually shows us that we have a choice before us, choosing allegiance to the fickle gods of this world, or choose life by following God. This is an invitation to relationship with the one in whose image we are made, the one who understands us perfectly, who made the instruction manual. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." His words are our foundation. His presence is what gives us grace to do what He asks. Reminds me of the instructions on an airplane. That was a rough landing. Since you all survived, we expect you to keep all those promises you just made. Now, go make someone's day. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.